Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so Shane and Jacob continuing with you here on a Thursday. Jacob Junis won a game. He had not done so since May 18th, but Jacob, the Royals actually gave him a breather last night. It was 10-1 in the sixth. They hang on to beat the White Sox 10-5. Jacob Junis was 0-8 with a 6.67 ERA in his last 10 starts, and actually, I think, if memory serves, gave up 5 home runs in one game against the White Sox on April 26th. Nice redeemer last night, and good job on the offense. Put up 10 runs for him. It's been a long time coming.
I am pretty optimistic about him, or at least I was, and then it's hard to be. I hope. I'm trying to figure out what to think about the Royals in general, because it's frustrating that they now start winning games when you're going to compromise the earlier draft picks. But at the same time, now that it is all kind of your young players, you want
that's about
that,
all you
right?
can
Don't
do.
You?
Yeah.
I mean, it's sort of this double-edged sword, and I bring it back. There was, I think it was 2015, the Rangers got on this weird September hot streak, and it cost them basically Alex Bregman in the draft. So it's tough. It's tough. But I do think the whole deadline is curious because Dayton Moore had some interesting things to say right before it that he is, you know, and of course he would be like maddeningly disappointed mm-hmm. that the team is as bad as it is, but he expects it to be better sooner, and people kind of scoff at that. But look, their three most valuable trade assets they held on to, which would indicate that, yes, they do think those guys are a part of their window. So that's curious.
And now he's not going to admit it, but don't you think more so than Salvi and Duffy and Witt being part of their window, Dayton's kind of covering himself to say, look, if I trade these guys, nobody will come out and watch. I mean,
what's the difference? They've won 37 games.
I understand, but they're still drawn.
Well, right, they're still drawing, but I'm not sure. I think the fans are just into Royals baseball. I mean, for now, but you know what else is going to not have them come if there's 337 win or you know 360 win years in a row, even if those guys are on the team.
Yeah, I know.
So I think that there's a lot to it. I don't know that anybody survives that stretch of bad baseball, whether it be an executive, whether it's Dayton Moore or Ned Yost. I mean, they sort of don't get the luxury to look that big picture because it's unrealistic to expect anybody to survive that long in that kind of scenario. I think the other part of it is they may see themselves a little bit closer maybe than everybody else does. And that's interesting because they essentially, before this year, have nothing on the farm. Like, mm-hmm. nothing. They don't have one top 100 player by minor league rankings. And they're maybe the only team that's in that boat. That's interesting. Now they did. Most people feel really good about their draft, mm-hmm. and they drafted close to ready guys. They're going to have money that they can spend. Likely coming up, they might have a new TV deal that infuses it. So maybe they have plans to make a push at somebody. I don't know, but what I do know is you were getting about everybody's worst at that long stretch. What was it, June? This year,
yeah.
Like everybody stunk. So is the team that bad? Probably not. I think Duffy, look, I wouldn't have traded Duffy either. I just think that there's more potential good in keeping him. You don't trade a guy at their low point. If there was anybody to trade, it would have been Whit Merrifield because he's playing great again this year. But if you think he's a part of it, great. Salvador Perez, he's a fan favorite. You don't have to trade him. I get all of that with Perez. So, fine, Duffy can headline a rotation. And when he's right, he can headline a rotation.
He can also command a really top prospect.
Well, he could. I think if he was 2 weeks earlier in his rise, he probably could have. But, you know, he's also been really bad at times, too.
Yeah,
I'm a Duffy apologist. I really liked, always have, like the guy and like the player. So I'll admit a little bit of bias there because I'm such a fan and so optimistic on his potential that I may throw the blinders on a little bit with that guy.
Well, and it's Dayton Moore's job not to, but
right.
He made it fairly clear that Duffy wasn't going anywhere, and he didn't.
Well, so. How hard is it? It's going to be near impossible for the Royals to find a non-homegrown frontline starting pitcher, right? I mean, they're not going to go out and get one on the free agent market, so if you've got potentially one in Duffy, doesn't it make sense, who's on a team-friendly contract anyway, to keep him? I mean, I get it. I think it does make sense. But he would have been their most valuable trade asset, right. No question. Look at what Chris Archer just brought back.
Right. And along those same lines, look at it from any other club standpoint. It's like he's got a live left arm and he's pretty affordable. And he's got years left on his deal, and we would have him under control. So Cubs, for example, is the team that kind of jumps to my mind, but they settled for a much more expensive and older Cole Hamels, who pitched good last night, by the way. But, yeah, we just look at it from our side. But, man, anybody that could use a left-handed pitcher, and who couldn't?
Well, look, I mean, Duffy at his best has been better than Chris Archer, arguably,
Chris
in the
Archer's
last two or 3 years.
Pretty ordinary in the last three years.
So if Archer brings that kind of haul from the Pirates, and it's going to get better, according to most people, on that player to be named later, mm-hmm. If that offer's sitting there for you and you're the Royals, you would have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, that's
why it's a head scratcher that Dayton Dayton said what he said about getting Brett Phillips and Jorge Lopez.
Well, the only thing I think is that they really do believe, or they're willing to bet their careers on the turnaround happening sooner than most of us think it will. I mean, that's the only thing that you would look at in that scenario and say, God, did they think they can realistically be a wild card contender like next year?
No shot.
I don't think so.
I mean, all of us know no shot. Surely they know that they got no shot.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, you're looking at headlining a rotation with Duffy and you hope Junis, mm-hmm. I guess, and a bullpen. I mean, you can piece together a bullpen, but... I don't know what you're going to find, but you better find something.
All right, so they go for the sweep this afternoon. It'll be Brad Keller, who was a Rule 5 guy last year, by the way. He, along with Birch Smith, two guys in our rotation that are Rule 5 guys. Let that sink in. That, first of all, never
pretty well their
never
last
happens.
Time out.
Yeah, and they're both doing okay. Yeah. So they'll go for the sweep this afternoon, 12:30 for the pregame right here on KFH, 12:10 first pitch. Then they go to Minnesota for three, and then the Royals are home for, I think, their longest homestand of the year. It's the longest one they got left. Cubs for three, Cardinals for three, Toronto for four, from August 8th through August 16th. So they'll be able to kick up their heels a little bit, although they play the Cubs and the Cardinals, so that, speaking of drawing, the crowd will come out for those, that's for sure. The K will be full. Coming up the week of the 6th. I think I said the 8th. The 6th through the 16th is when they're home. Real quick on this day in sports history, a couple of things that stick out here. Our boy Walter Johnson, Humboldt's own, on this day in 1907, made his debut with Washington Senators at the age of 19. So the big train broke into the big leagues. On this day in 1973, George Brett got his first major league hit. First of 3,150-some. George Brett pulled that off on this day.
That's a good one.
Eric Davis became the seventh 30-30 club member on this day in 1987. Ricky Henderson stole his 100th base in a season in 1982. Leaders in stolen bases nowadays, Jacob, have like 30.
Yeah.
28.
Analytics say it's not worth it.
Ricky Henderson spits on your analytics. And a very special happy birthday before we head off into the final short segment. Born on this day, 1932, no longer with us, Lamar Hunt, former owner of the Chiefs, born in Arkansas. And a special shout out to my mom. Happy birthday, Mom. Her birthday today. And she listens, streaming the show a lot when she's not nursing people back to health at Uniontown Junior High and middle school.
Happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Mom, and thanks for listening. All right, final segment coming up. We also have some extra tickets to the Wingnuts, so call us back. If you missed out on the Wingnuts tickets, call us back. We got another four-pack for you. 869-1240 when the Wingnuts come home. You can watch them on us. 869-1240. Call Mariah and tell us you want some Wingnuts tickets. Also, the Twitter question. Still got a couple more hours to vote on that. Has to do with slime ball coaches. At KFH Radio, at Shane Dennis 34. Back in a minute.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.